is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
It's never too early to start thinking of the next family vacation, but the usual problem always remains. Visit the same place year after year, or enjoy a truly unique experience in the mountains of northern New Jersey. The Great Divide Campground has been serving camping enthusiasts for over 50 years, maintaining the idea of camping, just refining it each and every year. Guests are able to bask in the sun and fun of the scenic Appalachian Mountains by day and take in the moonlight by night. The Great Divide Campground features full events calendar with live music, a lake for fishing and boating, and a brand new playground for the kids. The Great Divide Campground has fully furnished air-conditioned cabin rentals available with plenty to do or not to do, depending on your idea of a vacation. The Great Divide Campground is less than an hour away from Newton, New Jersey. More information available online at campthegreatdivide.com or by phone at 973-383-4026. 973-383-4026. The Great Divide Campground, just a stone's throw away from the city.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd also like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on today. And I love this month of October. It's a busy month for everybody, obviously, but it's just, to me, one of the prettiest months with all the changing of the leaves, and it's just, I don't know, it's just, I just love this time of the year.
It is beautiful, actually very beautiful.
You know, and on that note, we want to talk a little bit about the topic of Halloween. This is, you know, it's a big time of the year. Everybody's running out to get costumes and, you know, trying to figure out what to do. But when it comes to autism, it's definitely a little bit different. And we want to try to give some families some tips and, you know, hopefully some strategies to help them have a healthy and stress-free Halloween. You know, because there's a lot of parties coming up and obviously the food sensitivities for some kids and sensory issues that many children, you know, live with. And we basically want to try to help some families that might be maybe doing their first Halloween with their child with autism, or they've done 10 Halloweens and they want a little bit of an easier time. So we sent this out there and got some information from some of our listeners. The first one I would like to say would be, when it comes to planning your costumes, I think it's really important, if it's possible, to make your child's costume from existing clothing, if they can, because obviously your child already likes it and is very comfortable wearing it. And obviously, if you're going to purchase a costume, I think you want to look for extra soft fabrics that fit as closely as possible to your child's everyday clothing. Another one, Lynn, I think is good too. You know, practice with your child trick-or-treating. You know, use like a, almost like role play. And, you know, have your child ring your doorbell and do the whole, you know, process with them to get them used to that. Because a lot of kids, you know, they'll get to the stairs and then they cling on to their parents. They grab on with their dear lives and they will not go up to the door. Now, they may still not go up to the door, but I think practicing this might make it a little bit better or a little easier.
Well, on the other hand, you got the kids who are too eager to go into someone's house too.
Right, exactly.
As well, you know, and tell them, you know, stay with mommy, stay with daddy, whatever, or, you know, just because sometimes they want to explore new places and just go. You know, they don't know
right.
what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. So
that's true. Actually, we had a mom last year. I remember her child ran right into the person's house.
Yes.
And next thing you know, her child's running around in a stranger's house in her neighborhood.
Right. Well,
and that's a very obviously awkward and uncomfortable situation.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, and then the other thing on the flip side, a lot of people, sometimes some people will put their dogs away, but some people will not.
Oh, right. Yes.
And that's another thing that happens. A lot of times the dogs will come, you know, barreling out to the door.
Yes.
And that scares, I know, my child. Deathly frightened of a strange dog or any dog for that matter, but yet my son loves dogs. He just has to be in control. That's really what it's about.
Right. Or also like some people have in their, they go a little crazy with the decorations and they put like all these loud noises and
strobe lights too.
And
yep.
You know, sometimes the kid is like, even a typical kid is like, oh my God, I don't want to go next to that. You know, it's scary.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't understand what people are thinking, but you know.
It's funny you talk about that because there was a couple neighbors when I was a child that used to go way overboard
right.
in doing Halloween. In fact, they would do a scene where, you know, they would have someone like in a mock casket. He would actually put it in his front yard and
oh my goodness.
Come out, pop out of it and just, you know, all these things. Like
yeah.
he was really into Halloween
right.
and loved that time of year. And I know my some of my family members love also Halloween and
right.
They really enjoy the holiday. I know my own personal mother is not a huge fan of Halloween. She never was as a
kid.
Yeah,
it's like it's funny. It seems like people either love it or hate it. I don't know.
Yeah, there's really no in between, I think.
Right?
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's kind of funny. And I think the other thing, a lot of parents try to do this. I think, you know, face painting might be rough for some kids with autism. But some children may like it. So
like it, right.
I think you have to kind of know your child, and you don't definitely never force your child to wear something like that if they're not comfortable, because you're not going to have a good time and that child's not going to have a good time. So I don't recommend doing that. And, you know, obviously the parents always know best what their kids like. So, and I think, you know, you want to have some family and friends to go with you, you know, go with a few people, I think is a great way to help you, especially with your child, and also gives you someone to talk to. And I think, you know, just for safety reasons to kind of trick-or-treat in numbers is a good thing, especially if you're going into maybe a neighborhood. You know, but you don't know that well, so you don't know. But
and sometimes you can, just on that note, sometimes if you have a home therapy program, sometimes the home therapist will take a young child out with them. I know people who have done that. Just for help, you know, to help you out and make it more comfortable for the child. It's good to have an extra set of eyes and an extra set of a person working with your child. Some of them really like the little kids, and it's good, you know. And they make the child feel safe. So that's another thing you can do.
And I guess another thing too, and I've said this to some parents. Some parents liked it, some didn't. But you could also raise awareness. And if you go to a neighborhood, let's say you're not familiar with, you could take an autism awareness sticker and maybe put it on their bag. Or even make cards. In fact, I know Autism Radio, we have cards that we give out. And actually, we can hand them out to our neighbors and, you know, just kind of educate them a little bit about autism and about your child a little bit. Also, another one that's a good idea that's real big, and I know we talked about this recently, but you can check a lot of local resources for Halloween parties. They have now a lot of developmental disabilities where you can actually bring your own special treats, you know, if you needed to for restricted diets. We also talk about the malls. There's a lot of, you know, safe places for kids to trick or treat and not just be out on the streets, too.
Right.
And there's a lot of...
Sometimes they have, like, trunk-or-treat in certain towns, too, where
yes.
The cars, you can pull up, like, a whole bunch of cars. Just to keep it safer for the neighborhood, they do that sometimes.
Yes.
Volunteer, yeah.
Yep.
That's a nice thing to do.
Oh, it is. No, it definitely is. Because, you know, unfortunately, you know, we talked about, we're in a different world today. And society
right.
has changed a lot. And it's a definitely, you know, not to scare people, but it's definitely a more dangerous world today.
Right.
When it comes to, you know, especially safety for your child. So, you know, you got to stick together as a community and try to still, you know, be able to have your children enjoy these holidays and all the festivities that, you know, we grew up with and had great times with. But maybe some kids didn't have great times. So it all depends, I think, on your childhood. I think, you know, what you did. I happened to like Halloween, so we had a good time with it. And we used to go out twice, and we'd, like, fill pillowcases full of candy. So that was the thing. We used to have competitions. Who got the most candy?
Who got the most, yeah. Right? And then you did the trade. You know. The,
yes,
you know,
yeah, we trade this for that. Yeah, so we used to do some funny things with that. But the other thing, too, you know, you want to replace maybe some of the unhealthy treats with more wholesome options, too. Like I said, we were talking about swapping. You could swap some stuff out for your kids, you know. And also, you know, if you have a few neighbors, if you're only going to go to maybe 8 houses and, you know, you're friends with some of your neighbors, you can even give them the treats to give to your child. You know, that's another thing that some moms have done in some communities that are very close-knit. So that's another option. You can also plan your own party with other autism families, and you can bring a variety of healthy foods and snacks, obviously meeting a lot of the dietary guidelines, because, you know, to give autistic kids sugar and artificial food coloring will definitely, for the most part, definitely make the kids hyper. So that's pretty natural for all kids, but especially kids with autism, I find. You know, and you can bring fun decorations, costumes, and, you know, you get some recipes. You can actually go, there's a great website called familyfun.com you can go to and make all kinds of different things, Halloween-themed snacks.
We have a lot of also Halloween parties in the classrooms now. It depends on the school, I guess, but I know, you know, when my a lot of the little kids sometimes will have it in the classroom with the teachers, and that's a good way. They make little goodie bags and exchange with each other, or, you know, just stuff like that. We also have, like, sometimes the town has a parade, too, you know, where you can go and just watch your kid march, or the school has a parade and you can go watch your kid, you know, when the kid's a little, it's cute to do that. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of ways to celebrate.
Actually, you're making me laugh because, yes, I remember those parades at school.
Yes.
And I'll never forget it. Like, I was working pretty far away from home at the time. And I wanted to see my daughter. She was little, and I wanted to go to one of those, you know, one of the parades. And literally, the parade lasted 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's always so funny.
I, like, drove 45 minutes to see my daughter for 5 minutes, and then she was gone, and I didn't even see her anymore. It was just like, it was like,
so you didn't but see that's, her, you did.
No, I saw her, but it was like, it was okay. One of those things. It's like, it's a really quick, fast thing. It's not like an all day event. It's like,
no.
They take them outside, they walk around like the playground or whatever, and then they march back into the school, and you know, it's all said and done with. So,
and the parking is always a nightmare.
Oh yeah, yeah, exactly. I couldn't find anywhere to park, and it was like trying to get out of the school was like a nightmare. I remember it was kind of funny not to be raining on anybody's parade, but it was kind of an interesting experience.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, even with me, like you said, some people, I never liked Halloween, so I always felt like an idiot. I mean, I remember literally being in elementary school and wearing the costume and just feeling like a moron. Like what is the stupid dressing up? I don't know why.
Right.
Was it natural to me? You know, I was like, what am I doing? This is kind of stupid. Like, and people are watching you and just feel like an idiot. I don't know. I just felt self-conscious, I guess, you know. So that's something to keep in mind with the little older kids, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But back to the autism, I wanted to point out the kids that don't speak. We also have the little cards that say, you know, I have autism. They have, like, little, you can print out little trick-or-treat cards. You can find them online, you know. My name is so-and-so, you know, trick-or-treat, if the child can't say it or something like that, you know.
And if anybody wants any, they can email us at questions@autismradio.org. We have plenty of cards, and we can send you some, too.
Yeah.
You know, I have a ton of those that we made up at the autism conference back in 2012, and we gave them out to thousands of families. They said they were very helpful. So.
Yeah, very helpful. Definitely very helpful with kids that can't, you know, speak. And I think it's, you know, it's important, though, to be positive about it and have a fun experience with it, with the kids. Definitely, you know, try to make it fun. And it's a nice holiday. It can be, the pumpkin farms are huge. You can go on hay rides. You know, that's a lot of fun with all kids, really. Most of the autistic kids like that, too. I mean,
yeah, pumpkin picking is another fun activity.
Yeah.
You know? I know they do that at my son's school. I mean, they do a lot of the schools. The other thing is real important, too, just to wrap up the the tips that were put out there. This was actually one of the second to last ones, was to be extra vigilant during the trick-or-treating, especially if your child wanders. You want to have, like we were talking about, going in a group. You definitely probably try to bring an additional adult if your child does tend to, you know, wander. Because obviously it's going to be a heightened level of activity and there's a lot of distractions and it may urge your child to bolt even more.
You want to have an ID bracelet or some kind of ID on them.
Absolutely.
It must happen for sure.
You know, whether it's on their clothing or whether they're wearing an ID bracelet or whatever it is, definitely always recommend that for children that wander.
I think we had talked about this last year, having masks or anything on the head usually bothers the kids with sensory issues. I know, when they're sensitive like that, they don't want anything like mask. Well, when we were young, they always had those stupid masks. I don't know what they were thinking with those masks. You couldn't even see through them. But, you know, today, even anything on the head, it seems to bother them, you know. I don't know. I've never had much luck with that, you know.
Right. Well, that's what, you know, one of the first ones we were talking about.
Right.
You know, wear comfortable clothing. If you can use your own fabrics that, you know, make your own child's kind of costume with their own clothing.
Right.
Definitely helps them. My wife had a phenomenal thing that she made out of his own clothes last year.
Yeah, you were saying that.
And,
I remember.
And he was actually Kraft macaroni and cheese. And it was a great costume. Everybody loved it. We had so many people stop us and say, that is just awesome. Like, people were just thought it was so cool.
How did she make that? Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. She put a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, that's a lot. Wow. Okay.
So, but it was pretty cool. But also, you know, have your child, you know, kind of be in charge a little bit. You know, if your child's home, this is when they're at home, you could be the official treat giver. Kids love that. They absolutely love it. And, you know, trick-or-treaters that are, you know, they come in and, but if it's an option, if your door-to-door is too stressful for your family, you could still have your, you know, child still play an important role. Maybe they get the candies and hand it to you, you know, and you give them out. So,
right.
You know, you just want to include them, I think, so that, you know, they feel part of the holiday and kind of enjoy it. And I think, you know, especially for parents that really love Halloween, I think that's really important that, you know, they feel like their child's a part of that holiday, especially when they enjoyed it so much.
Right, right. And this could sort of, as far as holidays, it's one of the ones that's sort of easier to understand for a child. It's not as abstract, like, you know, a pumpkin, you could see a pumpkin. You know, it's. I remember being one of the first holidays, you know, that he understood was Halloween for some reason. It was just something that we, you know, always did, and the pumpkin and Halloween and candy, whatever it was. But it seemed like it was just something that's very tangible. Some holidays are so obscure, you know, that you can't really explain it to a child. They might not know the full meaning behind it, but they at least know the symbolism, you know?
Yeah, no, it's true. And then, of course, you know, they always play the great cartoons, especially one of my favorites, the Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, the great pumpkin.
I mean, that's just, I love those. They're classic, you know? And my kids love those too. Jonathan, he adores those movies. And
oh, really?
Cartoons.
Wow, good.
Yeah, he likes them. So, and of course, one of his favorites, The Nightmare Before Christmas. Of course, they play that. You know, so all these great, you know, cartoons that are made for kids, a lot of them follow and embrace the holiday Halloween. So, but you know, it's, you know, like I said, for some kids, they may not like it. You know, they may be very afraid. They see somebody in a costume, might be too scary and they won't like it and they won't want to go out. So I think also too, you got to time it right. I think you don't want to go out too late. I think that's another important thing.
Because the parents don't get home from work till late, you know? So,
I know.
Like, when we were young, I remember going, like, at 3 o'clock or, you know, it was daylight.
We used to go twice. You know? I remember going twice. I remember we used to go after school, and then when we got a little older, we'd go twice. We'd go after school, and then we'd go again when it got dark. But then when the little kids used to go right after school, like 4 o'clock, 3:30, they used to go out. And there was a lot of kids, too.
You can't. I mean, nobody's home.
No. Well, that's the problem. Everybody's at work now. So.
Everybody works till 5, 6 o'clock. I mean, it's hard to, you know, I don't think we've ever gotten any. Well, you know, we don't get that many trick-or-treaters, period. But, I mean, even, you know, most of it, you know, it's dark already by the time people get to go out because they have to wait for their parents to come home.
Right. No, that's true. That's a really good point. So, and you know, I don't know how many families, like, they go out trick-or-treating, they're not home. So, like, kids come to your house,
right,
there's nobody home.
Yeah, there's nobody
so
home.
So that's the
yeah,
other
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that used to happen a lot, yeah.
You know, we used to always dedicate one person. Usually it was my mom. She would stay home and give candy out to trick-or-treaters, or my father if he was home. Right. But usually my father was taking us out trick-or-treating, like me and my brother.
And people who leave the stuff out, I don't know if that's a great idea.
Yeah, that doesn't work too well. I'm going to tell you a funny story. There was one of my friends a few years ago. You know, he has cameras on the outside of his house, and he put a sign up, say, you know, please take one, or, you know, take two lollipops or whatever it said. And he got these high school kids. They went there. They took the candy. Yep. One shot. Everything was gone in one shot.
Yeah, that's fine.
So he saw who they were, and they were neighborhood kids. And so he played a little trick on them, too. he got a little even. It was pretty funny. But I won't get into that. But anyway, but yeah, I mean, definitely it's you know, bring some glow sticks with you. We did that last year.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, you can buy the ones that just go around your neck like a necklace, you know, or hang on your pumpkin if you're using a pumpkin, or clip it onto your bag or something, just to add another level of safety. You know, to trick-or-treating, because, you know, there's cars out there and it's dark, you know, so definitely, you know, because some of the costumes, let's face it, some of the costumes are very dark, and you may not see them that well at night. So, you know, it all depends on your neighborhood, I guess, where you're trick-or-treating at, too. You know, if you're in a city, it's going to be a lot different. You know, if you're in a suburban area, you know, most streets, if it's not on a main road, you know, there's not a lot of cars going up and down the streets. So it all depends on where you live. So just, like I said, there's a lot of different tips I know, you know, that can help you, and hopefully these tips will help you and, make your Halloween experience a little bit better. So
I was just going to say one last thing. If your child is really not into Halloween, I would go with what your child, because I had somebody write in that, you know, the child that has no idea what Halloween is, you know, what had no interest in it, whatever. I mean, you kind of have to go with what your child, I mean, I wouldn't get upset about it. I mean, I would just try to, you know, expose them to it. And if they're really not into it, then you know what? They're not into it. You know, you kind of have to lead with what your child wants, and try not to force anything on them. With the kids that are, you know, because I'm always aware of the severe end of the spectrum. And sometimes it's just too much, or they're not into it, or whatever, or they don't want to do it. You know what? That's fine.
Right. You know? But you could still do something maybe at home, you know?
Right, yeah.
Maybe you do something at home. Like I said, you watch some of the movies. You know, maybe they don't wear a costume, but you still get some candy and
right.
and do something with a few families or something, you know, just invite them over or have a play date or something, you know.
Something, yeah.
You know, you could do, there's always something you could do. That's what we're trying to get at. So, but we hope everybody has a very safe and happy Halloween. You know, we want everybody to be extra safe and, like I said, take extra precaution. And I think, as always, you know, you want to go in numbers. You know, I think if you can go with some friends or some family members with you to help you with your child, especially if your child is definitely on, you know, more on the severe end of the spectrum and they tend to wander, definitely I highly recommend bring somebody with you, especially if only one parent is home. Because like I said, a lot of times we're working very late and we're not always home in time to go and go trick-or-treating. So. Just the way of the world today, unfortunately. But we want to wish everybody a great week, as always. And we hope that, you know, you enjoy Halloween this year. And if you have any experiences you'd like to share, you know, please use our toll-free number, 1-877-HOPE-777. Or you can email us at questions@autismradio.org. That's questions@autismradio.org. Again, we wish you a great week. Be safe, everyone. And remember, until next time, hope saves the day. Good night, everyone.
Escape on a vacation unlike anything you've ever imagined with one call to the experts at Cruise One Land and Cruise Travel. Prices have never been better. Mexico and the Caribbean are offering great vacation deals. Cruise lines have special promotional packages, and the cities of Europe are awaiting your arrival. Work with a travel agency that has your best interest in mind, all without any service fees. We are ready to arrange both your personal and business travel plans. Contact Cruise One Land and Cruise Travel today at 1-800-609-3012. That's 1-800-609-3012. Or visit justgreatvacations.com and get ready to discover the world.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day.